You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Music from the Jerry Cans. They're from Nunavut, and that's a song called Northern Lights, nominated for Juno a couple years back. This is a group that you just want to listen to discover more. They sing in their own native tongue. They have a range of musical styles from country to rock and roll, blues, reggae, folk music. It's pretty amazing stuff. I love the Jerry Cans. I'm happy to play them on the show. Wish they got more play and more. They're certainly more deserving of exposure out there. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the Jukebox. We got a tune from the band Frog. It's called Black on Black on Black. They're from New York City. Jeremy Elliott, my buddy and my bestie, is a guy who plays drums with me and has for the last 25 years. Told me to check out the record, and it is dope. I dig it. Harry Styles with Adore You, one of the only Harry Styles songs that I actually like. I'm just kidding. Everybody's got a lot of worth, and Harry Styles, he certainly got a lot of that too. I certainly wish that I had recorded your album and had been touring around the world like you have. So maybe one day, if you're listening. Anyway, Kaylee Watts also on the show with 90s Kids, and Kaylee is incredible. She's from Bella Coola, BC. This song was produced by Serena Ryder, who's a Juno Award-winning writer and producer and musician here in Canada. Kaylee Watts is of Cree ancestry, and I first saw her perform live at the Indigenous Music Summit, and I was hosting one of the events there, and she sat down on the chair, and the PA went out, and she was brave enough to keep sitting there and sang this wonderful song that everybody was completely enveloped by. So I hope you enjoy Kaylee Watts. And Kaya Cater, one of the most talented banjo players out there, has just released a song called The Internet on Acronium Records. Kaya is an incredible musician that's been nominated for a Juno for Best Contemporary Folk Music Album, and she's one of the only people of color to be nominated for this award, and a woman as well. I've been nominated. I has been nominated. She's been nominated, and Alison Russell. The four of us are carrying the torch right now, and I really hope that more do. And this is a song about a disastrous performance during the pandemic, which was a performance that she did online. And I love that this writer is talking about this. And here is a song that I think you'll really enjoy, The Internet by Kaya Cater on the Jukebox.
Pull up. You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm leaving in the end of pain, I'll follow, I'll
Shout out to our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Bringing some dance vibes into the mix. This is Every Little Step from Bobby Brown. I remember having the tape. I got it for Christmas back in 1988. Yeah, dating myself a little bit, but hey, I can date myself as many times as I want. I never have to worry about picking up the tab, or I never have to worry about all the other stuff that you have to worry about when you're dating. I'm dating myself. Just kidding. That's a single that went top of the pop charts. And Bobby Brown is one of those dudes who has a very checkered past. And one of the things that I have always sort of reserved is that the issues between he and Whitney were certainly theirs. And both of them fueled a lot of fire to that relationship and the downfall there, which is very sad. But I've been enamored by that story and keep on reading and watching documentaries. Maybe I should get something else to do, find a hobby like play guitar. Anyway. We've got music also coming up from The B-52s keeping the dance party going. Here is Dance This Mess Around on the Jukebox.
This is